We came here to clean up.
That's Dragons with Tanks team steerer Dave Wakefield of Duluth. This is his second year in the Dragon Boat races, along with Megan Warner of Superior, the Tanks captain.
Most of the people that did it last year are going to do it again this year, so I think experience will help us, and we've got some runners and triathletes on our team, so that never hurts either.
Last year, the Tanks finished 26th out of 86 teams. Wakefield says they're hoping to do even better this time.
If you're here just to enjoy the festival, just keep the boat upright, nobody sinks, everybody will have a good time. If you want to win the races, then you're getting into some skills like synchrony. It's about keeping together. Not so much about putting a lot of power on the paddle with every stroke, but all the paddles go in the water at the same time. Everybody does the same thing.
Okay, the front, fore, both sides, paddle. Synchrony,
together. Start clacking paddles and hitting each other. Your boat's not going anywhere.
That's co-captain Krista Hoff.
Our team name is Our Ship Don't Sink.
So I guess you haven't ever tipped over during a race before.
We have not. Actually, last year was the first time in the history of Dragon Boats in Duluth, in Duluth Superior, that they flipped a boat by accident. We have not. We seem to be steady and we seem to be well. So, yeah.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood, yeah.
Last year, more than 1,800 people took part in the races while thousands watched from the sidelines. Warner says the boats are what bring people in.
They're really unique. You know, they decorate them up pretty neat for race day. They put a big dragon head on them, and so it looks pretty cool. And the most important part of it is that it's all done, you know, nonprofit for a good cause.
The Dragon Boat Festival brought in more than $58,000 for St. Mary's Duluth Clinic Breast Cancer Program last year. The program will benefit again this year.
The money that they raise is going to go to like new equipment, and it's also going to go to like a rural outreach kind of program. So the people that can't drive into Duluth to get treated will be able to get treated, you know, in the surrounding area.
But the passion for the purpose behind the paddling doesn't make the race any easier.
It's quick and dirty. You paddle for 2 minutes and 30 seconds straight and your arms are sore.
It goes by fast, but the distance is actually longer than you would realize. So.
The longer you go, the farther away the far end seems to get.
It takes a lot of effort.
Well, actually not for me, it was for the paddlers. I just steer.
But the easiest seat in the Superior Harbor isn't in a dragon boat, it's on the shore.
I'm hoping to see us win, no doubt about it.
What team are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for the one my mom's on, the Radial Dragons.
That's Remy Lee. He's excited to see the races again this year.
I like how everyone worked together and paddled.
Hoff says that's what it's all about, working together and having fun.
We always have a good time, and it's fun to watch the other teams and cheer them on, and everyone enjoys themselves.
It looks good.
You got to answer that.
Not you guys.
In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That would be all night.